Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. And guess what? My co-host is back. Kat is back in the house. Hello, Kat.
I'm back. Yay. Hello.
Let the pigeons loose. Yes.
Yeah, no, this is my first time back in the studio since late March,
yes.
I believe. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. It's been almost half a year. Can you believe that?
I know. It flew right on by.
I know. Yeah, and yeah, now I'm looking
at some of the past bills I had to pay. It's like 6 months. What?
I know, right? Yeah, no, it's weird looking at you through plexiglass, but we are here.
We are here doing it in a social distancing and proper way, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got plexiglass. These studios are all set up so we can sit in here and pretty much do our thing. How's everything been going, though? Pretty well, you know.
I've been getting through just fine. I mean, well, I'm a homebody and an introvert, and so for me, you know, it's not. I crave people every once in a while, but most of the time I'm pretty happy being at home curled up with a book or watching a movie, and I'm chill, you know.
I pretty well felt sad for everybody else because I am too. I mean, I go out and I do stuff and get out there, and I wasn't able to do some stuff that I do and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And there's not much to promote, you know, because nothing going on out there. But I work out of my home. Mm-hmm. I like being at the place too. You know, I get things done there. I'm working on a play, or I'm working on this, or working on that. It always seems I have to have my computer, and so it's my home is my office, but it's also my where I relax easy too. I'm kind of one of those people too. I need, you know, I like it and everything. But I was really feeling sad for like the vendors and the community and everything for not having things to go. It's good when I'm able to sit here and announce all the things going on, you know, and knowing people are going to be out having some fun. And
exactly.
Then I can take my choice, too, once in a while and get out there. But, yeah, because I've been watching my grandson have some good times. So daughter's doing better and all that good stuff, so that's great. So, yep.
Getting by any way we can.
Yeah, yeah. And then, this last weekend, Chrissy Cooper and I, we found out something. We found out that we make a good team when it comes to event coordinating.
Great.
It's like we found out that we never worked together. We've always talked about it and everything, but she wanted to do this boat and RV show, and she hit me up a few months ago about this, and we were going to do one this last weekend. And then last minute, because of COVID, the sponsors bailed, you know, and stuff like that. Understandable, you know, they didn't want to take a chance and everything. And some of the vendors bailed on us and everything like that, but we ended up doing it down at the Harbor Shopping Center. I helped promote it and went down to help coordinate it and get it all set up and everything. And what we found out, even though it kind of, but it was a good night, Saturday night and everything, people had a good time. But what we found out, the important part was, we both are compatible when it comes out. It was funny because both of us have our own, we excel in other areas, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
So together we make like the perfect, awesome
guys are
event
team.
Coordinator.
Yeah.
So I was like, we can't wait. Next year, y'all going to get a big schedule and everything. We're going to go at it. We're going to really, we're going to get crazy with it and have a good time and bring Brookies. We're going to make it up in 1 year, the loss of this year in 1 year, I think. And then we're going to set a precedence for the future, you know, of what we want to bring to the community. And we also have some surprise winter events too that are going to be happening because we found a venue for that. So
Excellent. That's
what has been going on. It was a good weekend for that.
Yeah. No, it's a great time to look at new partnerships like that and try new things.
It's funny, it takes something like that sometimes to bring something together, because we always just kind of shot it, but we always talked about it, but we never did. And this one kind of just, this event was something that was like, okay, let's see how this rolls. And it was great.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. Hey, before we get going on with the Insider Report, we'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen for sponsoring our show. And if you'd like to get your name out there, you could sponsor The Insider or one of our other fine shows. And all you got to do is go to kciw.org and it'll take you on your way. Hey, and now, with her in the studio, it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
This morning, Jason and I went to the football field for a few laps around the track. It was cooler today than yesterday, and the soft breeze felt good on my face as I took a leap of faith, told Jason I would catch up with him again eventually, and took off to start running the straight portions of the track. I've never been much of a runner. I was mildly asthmatic as a child, and sustained exertion left me puffing and wheezing. Though my asthma astonishingly abated in college without much medical intervention, and I no longer need an inhaler, my face still reliably turns beet red after more than 10 or 15 minutes of moderate exercise. In middle school and early high school, PE was the main torture of my day. A few of my sharp-eyed classmates noticed my face's magical color-changing routine, which earned me the clumsy nickname Cherry Tomato. The name stuck until the ninth grade, when adulthood began to loom and we all began to treat each other with a little more kindness and solidarity. My hatred for physical education didn't start to abate until I took an aerobics class with Mrs. Fulton in my senior year of high school, and she showed us that proper exercise didn't have to involve pelting one another with dodgeballs or running ourselves to the point of vomiting on the football field. It could be fun, even silly, as we wiggled and hopped as a group to electronica music in the gymnasium. For strength and flexibility, there were days devoted to yoga and Pilates, and it wasn't until then that I realized I may never have the fastest run time on the mile, but I surpassed many of my peers in poses like the pike and the butterfly. I was built differently, I excelled in different things, and that was fine as long as I was moving. The more fun exercise became, the more I turned to it as an outlet for stress. It's been especially helpful in the last 6 months, and I turn to it now as a way to blow off steam and distract myself during lockdown. The second room in our little two-bedroom cottage has been converted into a hybrid home office and gym, a small desk in one corner, a cheap mechanical elliptical, hand weight set, and yoga mat in the other. If I've watched all the movies I can possibly watch, if I've made my eyes tired from reading too many books, or I can't stand to bake another batch of quarantine cookies, I put on a playlist and get moving. And it hasn't just helped me weather our country's collective trauma. It's helped me through some of my personal traumas as well. 14 months ago, I was sexually assaulted by someone I trusted. I was overpowered and I was made to feel weak and small. And that's all I will ever say about the matter on the airwaves. But every time I push myself to run a bit faster, to endure a little bit longer, I am reminded that I am resilient, I am strong, and any effort to make me believe otherwise is a lie. If Mrs. Fulton hadn't presented exercise as a means of escape and stress reduction all those years ago, I would have had one less tool in my belt to deal with that trauma and come out a stronger person on the other side of it. Thanks to people like Mrs. Fulton, Jason and I's trip to the track today was fun, rather than the torture I remembered from my childhood. So what if my face was a red beacon and I had to walk the curves? I was running, my feet pounding on the pavement, my hands slicing through the air, and for a little while, I was leaving my problems in the dust.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. A cherry tomato, huh?
Cherry tomato, I tell you
All
what.
All right. I can
oh,
see that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Kids can be cruel, man.
That's funny. That's great. Well, hey, that's a, yeah, good deal. They're always good to hear from you there on that one. And hey, before we get going on with the show, I just want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing.
All right. Good for the reminder, Bruce.
That's our PSA.
Yes. Well, Dine to Stay in Curry gift cards are available starting July 15th. Dine to Stay in Curry is a unique promotional program created to generate public awareness regarding the importance of supporting local businesses. The program offers discounted gift cards for both locals and visitors alike. Dine to Stay in Curry was designed by a new alliance known as Gold Diggers of Curry. The promotion is set up in three phases. Phase one starts with gift cards for local restaurants. Phase two will be rolled out as lodging facilities are added to the mix. And finally, phase three adds retail and all other tourism-reliant businesses to the gift card program. Phase one launches July 15th, when gift cards may be purchased with just a few clicks at lovecurrycoast.com. Local restaurants in Brookings, Harbor, and unincorporated Curry County are listed geographically and alphabetically on the site, making one's search for choices easy. The gift cards purchased are accessible on mobile devices or can be downloaded and printed as a hard copy. Details can be found on the website. For more information, you can contact info@lovecurrycoast.com, call Brookings City Manager Janelle Howard at 541-469-1102, or Curry County Economic Development Director Summer Madison at 541-247-3253. And now it's time for Funny Stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Here's some funny quotes from comedian Ron White. He says, "I believe that if life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade. And try to find somebody whose life has given them vodka, then you can have a party." He says, "People are saying that I'm an alcoholic, and that's not true, because I only drink when I work. I'm a workaholic." And he says, the cop was like, "Mr. White, you have been charged with being drunk in public." I said, "Hey, I was drunk in the bar and they threw me into public." That's Ron White. Hope you enjoyed the funny stuff with Ron White. Until next week, keep smiling. Yeah, this is one from the past I picked up. I just always loved it and everything.
Oh, oldie but goodie.
Yeah, hit on those gift cards really quick before we get going on. I have to look on the line and see. I don't know how long it's going till. I just realized that. So I'll get on there and make sure and check and see that maybe I can get a date till how far it's going.
You
know, or if they're just doing it the rest of the year. I don't know. I'll find out. Mm-hmm. When it says details, I'll go get details. Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, yeah, here's what I was asking you about earlier. Yeah.
All right. And the Checo Pelican players are currently presenting William Shakespeare's Macbeth, an audio drama. This began as a broadcast during the week of July 20th on KCIW 100.7 FM, and you can currently find it in podcast form on their website, kciw.org.
All right. Yeah, that's it on that one. Good. Yeah, I knew you'd be able to get it cleared up, too. That was one I was confused on. I wasn't sure which one.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, yeah, so it's just good to note that while it's not currently being broadcasted, if you missed it during the week of broadcast, you can find it online. And it is just a classic adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth by a cast of 14 actors.
Well done, too. Well done. Very good. Good. Hey, Tortuga Mexican Bar and Grill at Turtle Rock Resort in Gold Beach is presenting The Italian Guys. This is happening every Friday night through summer, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And David himself and Eric Feliciano on Saturdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Reservations are recommended.
And Gateway Education of the Wild Rivers Coast presents Ocean Kayaking. This is happening Tuesday, August 11th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 110 Anchor Way in Crescent City. Paddle with sea lions in the Crescent City Harbor and around Whalers Island, learning how to safely use a sit-on-top ocean kayak. Your prerequisites are you have to be able to be active for a couple of hours and comfortable on the water. This is meant for ages 14 to 24. Bring a water bottle, water shoes, or sandals that strap on tight, such as tennis or running shoes, but no flip-flops. You should wear swimsuit bottoms or other non-cotton shorts or pants. Bring a warm, non-cotton upper body layer. There will be space in dry bags for extra layers. The instructor is Adam Spencer.
All right, yeah. And then Checo Brewing is presenting on the 15th, Michael Powell from 5 to 7. On the 18th, Trivia Night at 5:30. And on the 29th, Cam McVeigh from 5 to 7.
And we have an August schedule here from Gypsies. On August 15th from 11 to 4, Robbie will be reading tea leaves at Gypsies on Saturday. You can call to save a spot for a fun and informative session. There is a charge per session, and you have to have up to 3 people participate or come by yourself. You can also call Gypsies to set up appointments in August with Robbie for hour-long Voyager Tarot readings or tea leaf readings. On August 24th, a Monday at 5 p.m., KID will facilitate instruction to self-beliefs and awareness. This will be a chance to look at yourself and what your beliefs are. Call for a reservation. There is a fee. And through the month of August, any day from 10 to 12 or after 4, KID takes appointments for tarot and life coaching readings. There is a charge for the hour. And on Friday, August 28th at 6 o'clock, Rosa will be at Gypsies leading the meditation group. If you have never been into meditation, call and tell them if you can make it. Donations are accepted. For reservations, cost amounts, and info, you can call 541-813-1882 or email kidstubs.ks@gmail.com. And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, Kat. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that a dog was a hero of World War I? It's true, and here's the story. Sergeant Stubby lived from 1916 to 1926 and was an American dog who served as a mascot of America's 102nd Infantry Regiment during the First World War. Found in Connecticut in 1917 by members of the infantry, Stubby was stowed away on a ship to France by a young soldier named Robert Conroy. Stubby was involved in many battles while stationed overseas, including the Second Battle of Marne and the Battle of Chateau Thierry. His sharp ears and ability to hear the whine of artillery shells before they landed were extremely useful, and Stubby was particularly helpful in locating wounded soldiers in no man's land. His sense of smell, too, meant that he could readily detect mustard gas attacks. He once saved an entire company by alerting the men to don their masks. He was present for 4 offensives and 17 battles in total, serving for around 18 months. Following the war, Stubby returned home to America, where he was honored with a Medal for Heroism from the Humane Education Society, an animal protection organization, and met with Presidents Woodrow Wilson, Calvin Coolidge, and Warren G. Harding. After the war, he went on to become the mascot for a sports team at Georgetown University, Washington, D.C., where Conroy studied law and was given the official rank of a sergeant, a rank that was even higher than that of his master. All a bushwhacker can say is Rin Tin Tin, Lassie, and even Benji. Got nothing on Sergeant Stubby. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Stubby action there.
I was going to say, I think I've heard of Sergeant Stubby before. There's a children's movie that was made in the last couple of years.
I think so
either
too.
Called Sergeant Stubby or just Stubby.
Something
but,
like
but
that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think
like
so.
You can get the history in a kid-friendly format.
Yeah, I like that. Dogs getting recognition for their love. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods at 494 Pacific Avenue in Crescent City is presenting a backpack giveaway. This is occurring from the 17th through the 21st of August from 10 a.m. to noon. This is a drive-up event that will be following the social distancing rules. They have a limited supply of backpacks and ask that folks receive only one backpack per school-age child. This is a first-come, first-served program. For information, you can call Tolly at 707-464-0955.
All right. And hey, would you like a drive-in theater? That's right. South Coast Oregon Film Festival needs sponsors. Judy Dauberpool is heading this up. You can call her at 541-499-2929 if you're interested in sponsoring a drive-in theater. And I just want to add to that Chrissy, that was one of the things we were talking about. Judy, if you're listening, we're coming for you, girl, because we came up with a little idea. You might want to mix with us on that. We might have a place to put that thing. So, yeah,
we
came up with a nice area and everything like that to put a theater and do it and combine it with something we're doing. So,
how exciting.
Yeah, so it sounds pretty good. But, yeah, you're looking for sponsors. And believe me, if it all comes together, we'd be looking for more sponsors.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear more about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'll be good. Great times.
All right, and there is the 22nd annual MDA Benefit Car Show happening on August 15th, and we've got some information about the schedule of events. So actually, on the 14th of August, a Friday, pre-registration will open from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m., and also during that time, there is a show and shine. That's when you can pick up registration packets, receive your goodie bags, there will be door prizes, a beer garden outside, rock and roll music, vendors, t-shirt sales, a casino free play, and pinstriping by Pinstriper Rick or Rick Evans, and much more. And then on the date of the event itself, on August 15th, they have the Judged Car Show from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there's going to be over 50 awards. There is a cash award for Best of Show and Show. There will be independent judging of cars, live music and DJed music, food vendors, and more. Stay tuned for Sunday events and activities. And for registration forms, you can email mdacarshow@gmail.com or you can call Jim at 541-813-1214. And the location of that looks to be Lucky 7 Casino.
There we go. And you actually knew who the pinstriping was by, huh? Is that it?
Oh, no, his name was in brackets there on the
flyer. Oh, it's on the side. Okay. Yes, I wasn't sure if I had it there, and I was like going, look at what you're adding already to it, knowing the names and stuff. Okay, very cool. All right, well, cool. I'm still impressed. Very cool. Hey, they got a free Harley-Davidson motorcycle safety inspection going on. This is with a free lunch at Highway 101 Harley-Davidson in Coos Bay. It's happening on August 22nd. Lunch is available as of noon, so that's when the lunch starts. So for reservations, you want to contact Hog Harley Owners Group, Brookings, Dale Baker, 541-412-7435. All right.
And we have an announcement here about the Del Norte County Tansy Games. This is running from July through September 7th, 2020. Gather all the Tansy ragwort you can dig up, bag, and bring it to the transfer station. And if you do so, you may possibly win a raffle prize or the grand prize of $500. Tansy ragwort is banned in Del Norte County by Ordinance 7748. For more information, you can go to www.recycledelnorte.ca.gov. You may form teams, socially distancing, of course, wear masks and gloves, and wash hands afterwards, get outdoors, do a community service project, and help eradicate tansy ragwort from Del Norte County.
It is taking them over, apparently. The tansy ragwort is running wild. I see it down there all the time.
Is that the golden stuff?
Yeah,
okay.
It's all along the highway.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it is especially blooming right now.
Yeah, no wonder they're wanting to get people in on it and giving away some stuff.
Yeah, so if you can help.
Exactly. Hey, in the United Way of Southwestern Oregon Summer of Caring, helping those in need this summer. This is finishing up. It's going through August here, 2020. United Way is seeking Coos and Curry volunteers to help with routine yard work for local residents in need of assistance this summer. The volunteers are matched to households in need. Masks, sanitizer, and work gloves are provided. They ask that the volunteers provide transportation and tools. And they say teams of eight or less will be considered for projects where social distancing is possible. They have weekly drawings for local $50 gift cards. For more information or to sign up, you can call 541-267-5202. Or you can email them at info@unitedwaysWO.org. And then I put this in here, Kat, just because you sent it to me and stuff, and I wasn't, yeah.
Yes, we have an open letter here from a member of Curry County's Suicide Awareness and Prevention Council, and it's titled The Intersection of Substance Use Disorder and Suicide. Suicide is a serious and preventable public health problem in the United States. Collaboration among prevention professionals across behavioral health fields has the potential to reduce suicide rates. While multiple factors influence suicidal behaviors, substance use, especially alcohol use, is a significant factor that is linked to a substantial number of suicides and suicide attempts. This nexus between substance use and suicide provides an opportunity for behavioral health leaders to develop a cohesive strategy within a public health framework to reduce suicidal behaviors and suicide rates. According to SAMHSA, Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, more than 41,000 deaths a year in the U.S. result from suicide. Opiates, including heroin and prescription painkillers, are present in 20% of suicide deaths in the U.S. So how are we doing in terms of overdose deaths in Curry County? Well, there is a tool to decipher this information. The problem with the tool is Curry County has zero data. When you visit the OHA opioid dashboard to determine number of deaths by overdose, for example, there is no data for Curry County. What you can see is Oregon statewide data. Why is this? Providers are not reporting overdose deaths to OHA. Why? We know we have an addiction problem in our community. Why then would providers, coroners, and medical officers not want to identify cause of death as OD? I don't know the answer to this question. What I do know is the consequences for not reporting fatality by overdose is that we are not demonstrating a demand for services, therefore we have little opportunity to bring funding into Curry County to mitigate the issue. What we at the Curry Homeless Coalition have chosen to do is offer a place where people feel comfortable engaging with staff, peers, and partner agencies serving Curry County. We have received naloxone training and have the ability to save someone who may be overdosing here at the Southern Oregon Coast Resource Center in Gold Beach. I carry naloxone with me at all times. You never know when you might be the one to save another's life. For information on and to schedule a community overdose prevention or naloxone training, contact the HIV Alliance Prevention Manager Dane Zahner at dzahner@allianceor.org. And they have an office number here of 541-342-5088 or a toll-free number, 866-470-3419. And I believe this letter was from Beth Barker Hidalgo from the Suicide Awareness and Prevention
Council. Thank you. That's what I wanted to, yes. And that's, that's very good and important. And I thank you for sending that to me and everything like that, because I wanted to get that on there. And I knew you'd know all them other answers I didn't have on here written on here. I knew you'd be able to
think. Happy to answer questions when I can.
But very interesting. I mean, just because of just lack of communication, lack of
lack of actual data.
Just putting data down.
Yeah,
wow.
No, having accurate data is essential in getting funding for services to this community. I can't stress that enough.
I don't understand why that would be not a cover up so much, but as why it would be just set aside so easily like that. I mean, you would think that
I wish I knew the answer to
that. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. Well, hey, whatever way you can help to make that happen, there you go. Mm-hmm. Good thing. So, hey, we're all done. Got no more here and everything, I guess. I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss, who is not present in the studio right now because we have it down to a minimum. But Ray Gary is. Hey, thanks a lot for all the great work making us look good and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on big band leader Benny Goodman. Hey, see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. And hey, if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
That's all good to hear there. Yeah, that was nice to hear. Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
Hey, there we go. Now we got a little bit more bam going on here.
Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back, Kat.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.